This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected Republicans' last-ditch effort to reverse the state of Pennsylvania's presidential election outcome on Tuesday. Without comment, the court refused to call into question the battleground state's certification process that gave President-elect Joe Biden the victory over President Donald Trump. Lawyers for the Republicans argued that Pennsylvania's expansive vote-by-mail law is unconstitutional because it required a constitutional amendment to authorize its provisions. The state's high court had said the plaintiffs waited too long to file the challenge and noted the Republicans' staggering demand that an entire election be overturned retroactively. The Democratic-controlled House of Representatives has approved a wide-ranging defense policy bill. The approval defies a veto threat from President Trump and could possibly set up a showdown with the president in his final days in office. The 335-78 vote in favor of the $731 billion defense measure came hours after President Trump renewed his threat to veto the bill unless lawmakers clamped down on social media companies he claims were biased against him during the election. President Trump also wants Congress to strip out a provision of the defense bill that allows renaming of military bases that now honor Confederate leaders. President-elect Biden is pledging to bring the coronavirus pandemic under enough control to open most of the nation's schools during the first 100 days of his administration. The president-elect made the statement Tuesday, adding that the promise is dependent on Congress providing sufficient funding to students and schools. Via remote, this is VOA News. Indian doctors have found lead and nickel in the blood of patients who have succumbed to a mysterious illness in the southern part of the country. More than 400 people in the state of Andhra Pradesh have fallen ill with more common symptoms of nausea and fainting. But it does not appear to be linked to the coronavirus. At least one person has died. Some officials in the state have said it is possible the illness is related to organochlorin pesticides, which are banned in many countries for their harmful health effects. It was not immediately clear how much, if at all, the pesticides are currently used in India. A U.S. federal judge said Tuesday he had been leaning toward denying a Justice Department request to drop the criminal case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, but he was forced to dismiss it after President Trump pardoned him. In a 43-page opinion, U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan said that while he was required by law to throw out the case, he was not persuaded by many of the arguments that prosecutors previously made in urging him to dismiss it. A retired Army general, Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about interactions he had with Russia's ambassador to the United States in the weeks leading up to President Trump's inauguration in January 2017. He later sought to withdraw the plea on the grounds that prosecutors violated his rights and duped him into a plea agreement. His sentencing was deferred several times. Hong Kong police arrested 8 activists in connection with a July protest on Tuesday. It's the latest in a widening crackdown on dissent in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Local media reported that those arrested included former legislators Wu Chi-wei, Eddie Chu, and long-hair Lung Kwok Hong. Civil Human Rights Front's Figo Chan was also among those arrested. The police accused them of inciting, organizing, and taking part in an unauthorized assembly, referring to the July 1st demonstrations in which thousands defied a protest ban and rallied in the streets. Speaking to reporters after he was released on bail, Figo said Hong Kong authorities are oppressing dissidents by filing unreasonable charges. The Ethiopian government says its forces shot at United Nations staff members in the country's embattled Tigray region on Sunday. The shots fired after the staffers breached 2 checkpoints. We have also received a statement from the UN. Go to voanews.com to read all about it via remote. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.